When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This, but we don't show prep, so, yeah.
No, I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha, it's a Six Rick Kane show, can't forget the name though, got Jazz Blue Vision, DJ break the game code, ain't no changing them, ain't no breaking them, we reporting live from the Hard Rock Stadium, ball 14 for the orange and green, we see the Six Rick champs, it's more than a dream, this is life on the field, beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still, put a damage to your squad. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Six Rings Kane Show as we head towards opening day and kickoff against Florida on Labor Day weekend, joined by my guys, CJ and Blue. How's it going, guys?
Good. Good busy time of year, obviously.
Yeah, it is it's ramping up and we're gonna start our season preview today talking running backs and quarterback as well. Jazz Santana might be joining us dealing with some family stuff, but might make an appearance. We'll see. Let's get into it. You know, big mysteries is obviously the big debate. Who's gonna be the starting quarterback? Just kidding, but there's actually some interesting questions on who might be behind him. So obviously Cam Ward is going to be the starting quarterback against heading into the Swamp in Gainesville, but behind him, I'll start with you, DJ. How do you see the rest of this position shaking out?
That's tougher than it may seem, because I want to say Emery Williams at number two, but Poffenbarger has the experience. Now, I know Poffenbarger is not everybody's favorite, but I think that experience certainly holds some weight. But even still, I think I would put Emery Williams at number two.
And then Blue, I guess also for DJ, like behind Emery Williams, what do you see there?
I mean, probably Reese Poffenbarger because of the fact, like DJ said, a little bit of experience more so than anybody else. They got a couple of young kids, but those are guys, you know, you look at Cam Ward was going to be senior, and then you got Emery had some pretty good work, you know, started at FSU, which is no easy task. And and then I would probably say Reese Poffenbarger, even though didn't have a real good spring. I watched him several times, and we'll see. But I think that's how it worked out. I know that there's a few kids on the horizon coming up, but I think for this year, you know, like I said, you put Cam Ward in there, and he's a guy. And I had Malik Rozier on the show tonight, and we talked about him a little bit. What he brings to the table, and definitely the type of offense. Van Dyke, it's never fit in that offense, but I think this thing was blueprinted for him, Cam Ward. And listen, I look at the quarterback position, and I think Miami's really solidified here. Even if he should go down, hopefully not, but even if he should go down with injury, I think they still got to, I think Emery showed them a little bit of something last year. Yeah. And, I watched him during the spring and, limited in some ways, but he's coming back stronger. I think by the season, I think I'm not saying in the Florida game, but maybe the second game or the third game, he may get some work in there. But,
That was me. I'll throw that over to you, DJ, since Blue kind of answered. But first of all, shout out to Dan Berry. So if Cam Ward were to go down, how big is the drop-off?
I think it's a sizable drop-off, and that's not taking away from Emery or Reese. But Cam Ward is a dynamic player, a veteran player. In terms of his experience, he's got tremendous athleticism, tremendous mobility. He's a play extender. I mean, I was on the Cam Ward train all throughout the offseason, and even though it may be a little bit of a bias, I do think there is a drop-off there, and that more so speaks to how good Cam Ward is than necessarily the deficiencies of Williams and Poffenbarger. Because I don't like bad mouthing guys, you know what I mean?
Well, I don't think it's bad mouthing. I think and Jazz, give me a thumbs up. Jazz, our man's backstage, so when he's ready, all right, he's ready to come in. Look at that.
Hey, Jazz.
Howdy.
How's it going, Mr. Santana?
Hello, Jazz.
So we were just having the big debate. Everyone's having who's going to start at quarterback. We sided with Cam Ward. It was close, but no, we were talking about the backup. the depth chart behind him, obviously. And
I thought it was Jakari, man.
Jakari would be in there in the mix for sure if he had transferred up. But so we were just talking about how big is the drop off from Cam Ward to the backups, and also what is your depth chart behind him?
Look, it's a significant drop off. It's a huge drop off. But at the same time that I say that, I think that Cam Ward is really good. he's one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the country right now. He's a Heisman candidate, right? So you're talking about an elite of the elite of the elite kind of guy. Anybody below that is going to be a significant drop off. Right. So doesn't necessarily mean that, Reese Poffenbarger or Emery Williams or something like that can't come in and really be competitive with this team that we have. Remember, we've built the team, that can be competitive with just about anybody. I think Shannon Dawson is doing a great job of putting a system in place where he can run us, he can run this offense with multiple quarterbacks. So for me, it's a significant drop off, right? So I'd probably, but either way, I'd still probably go with, because of the injury status, and although I think Emery's ready, I think it's still Ward, Poffenbarger, Emery. Who am I missing? I'm missing, what's his name?
Judd Anderson.
Judd Anderson,
right? That's interesting. Because I think Blue and DJ had Emery ahead of Poffenbarger. We have it the other way around.
Yeah, I have it the other way around. I just think, and it's not a knock on Emery. I think Emery, he played really well when he started, right, against Clemson, against FSU. He showed some things, but I still think that, giving him an opportunity to kind of, get even healthier. I know that they say that he's ready, but, I'm a little concerned with that arm. I mean, he... That's a big time fracture, man. His bone popped off. So, Like bringing in a guy like Reese, you don't bring him in to be your third or your fourth guy. He's got that experience, even though at a Division II school, he's got the athleticism. I think that he's got the character that it takes to, you know, to be successful. I just think he's got that moxie. You know, he's confident. He's a confident player. You can see it when he plays. And so I think that you bring in a guy like that, you know, he might have an opportunity to do well with this offense. So, but I don't think you can go wrong with either guy. I think they're both ready to play behind Cam Ward. It's just, you know, whoever it is that you take, it's going to be a significant drop off, but you're still going to see Dawson be able to run his offense. So I'm confident with what we have behind him anyways.
So I'll disagree a little bit. I think it's a disaster if Cam Ward goes down based on expectations for this season. I mean, this is not, well, obviously, you know, much closer to the beginning of the season, do predictions and all that, but you start to see them come out now, and a lot of people are picking the Canes to win the ACC, and that's because of Cam Ward. It's not, you know, the whole team has upgraded. Blue talks about this extensively on the show over the last few years in terms of the talent overall, but it's the quarterback that is, yeah. That is.
Yeah. I don't know if they're a playoff team without him, but I still think.
Yeah, and that's so, yeah. But how often do you have the opportunity to be a playoff team? Wow. So to me, you know, you got to take advantage of these opportunities. ACC, bit of transition at the other kind of big programs. I mean, who knows what Clemson's doing with their anti-transfer portal stance? FSU has got a huge roster shakeup they're working through. You know, this is an opportunity, and if you win the ACC, you're in. The playoffs, actually, as the Pac-12 doesn't exist anymore, you're basically going to get a bye.
Yeah, you'll be a top four team, right?
Yeah. If you win the ACC, because it's the top four conference champions. So
isn't it scary to think that that's where everybody has us? Like, a lot of people are calling.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, it's you know, someone's going to win this conference, and the reason people are picking the Canes, or some people are at least. It's because of the quarterback. So to me, it's not necessarily that, you know, we can't win 8-9 games without Cam Ward, because I think the rest of the team is pretty good. But I mean, there's an opportunity here.
No. So, not to mention, it's year three of the Mario Cristobal era. And if things don't turn around quickly, you're going to hear fans get even louder because they are already impatient.
Yeah. As long as they don't do what Colombian Argentina did yesterday.
We're having some audio issues with Jazz.
You can't hear me?
I can, but a lot of buzzing.
What about now?
Way worse. Way worse.
Here we go again with this damn thing.
Can you use your thing without your headphones?
I think we're clear now.
Are we clear?
Yeah, we're clear.
All right, cool.
Just don't move.
It'll be. I mean, I think the quarterback position is the one. As Jazz continues to buzz over there again now, the quarterback position we know it's you even without knowing it's you. The quarterback position is the one that I think is the biggest upgrade on this team. You know, from last year to this year. If anyone can hear us, the buzzing, and now we lost Blue. What is happening?
I just screwed everything up, huh?
What happened to Blue?
I don't think you have the power to throw Blue out of the stream. So he's back.
There you go.
We got Jazz buzzing over here. Blue just leaves.
I'll stay off the headphones for now.
Yeah, you sound much better.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened there.
This is some fantastic stuff we got going on here. You know, it's the opening day of practice or whatever. You gotta, you know, just working through some of the sloppiness here.
Is today the opening day?
I don't know. I made that up.
Oh,
opening day for what? It's only July 15th.
Actually, football camps there for NFL. They're reporting this week.
But, oh yeah, that's different. Not the college.
Yeah, no,
college usually first week of August.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be a few weeks. It's a few more weeks, but for us, we're starting our preview, so that counts. Yeah, so any last thoughts on the quarter before we switch to, I think, something that's probably a little bit more interesting, which is the running back depth chart, which is, you know, you can go a lot of ways with this.
Let's do it.
All right, and that's why I picked two things. So, like, quarterback will take about 30 seconds to say, yes, Cam Ward is good. All right, we'll start with you, Jazz, since you're normally hosting, but you came in, and I kind of tell you, you know, I'm enjoying being able to lob it over to Jazz for once. Yeah. So, Jazz, why don't we start with you in terms of how you see the running back. The depth chart, like who do you think will you know, start backups, who might get carries, who might redshirt even. There's a lot of talent there.
Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer that Damian Martinez is your guy there. He's the horse. He's one of another top 10 running back in the country, a guy who comes from a really good program at Oregon State, and you know, comes here and immediately gets slotted as that starting running back. I know, you know, Mark Fletcher's still working through some injuries. So as soon as he comes back, I'm sure he's going to split a lot of carries with Martinez if Fletcher's that good. But you're probably going to have to bring him in a little slowly. Here's the good thing, right? You've got guys like Chris Johnson and Chris Humphrey Wheatley and those guys. But I think the biggest one that you need to look out for that I think is going to make his
– Jordan Lyle.
He's going to make a point right off the bat is Jordan Lyle. Yeah, Jordan Lyle is – he's, you know, he looks like an NFL running back now from all the reports that we're hearing as far as size and you know, and the way that he runs and everything. I'm really excited to see what he does. I think right off the bat you're going to see him play a lot as well. So you've got the options there. I think the depth is there with Johnson and Humphrey Wheatley, but they're smaller backs. They're more of your, you know, your guys that are faster, right? They've got a lot of quickness. They've got a lot of speed. They're not very big. And so putting them in a position where they're going to carry the ball a lot, I don't think is something Coach Dawson's going to do. But Jordan Lyle is already, you know, every bit of what, 210 probably. He's up there. He's a big, strong kid. And then you've got Damian Martinez and potentially Mark Fletcher and a few. I don't think he's going to start the season off on the depth chart, but I think that once he gets healthy and ready to go, you know, you're going to see that 300 monster of those three big backs, big speedy backs, because Martinez has got some speed, but he's a big kid as well, and he's got the experience. He's got a lot of upside, and I think he's going to do really great in this offense. So for me, it's pretty obvious. I'm sure everybody else thinks Damian Martinez is your bell cow, but behind him right now, I'm going to go with Jordan Lyle over the other two smaller backs.
What about A.J. Allen?
Yeah, I was going to say, where does A.J. Allen fit into this
game? Yeah, you know, I think maybe A.J. Allen is like your third guy right now. Oh, even in front of Johnson and Humphrey Wheatley. I know, you know, I've been looking at what Johnson has been doing recently. He has gained some weight, and he looks good. He's probably the fastest guy on this team right now. So I think they're going to use him in multiple sets, multiple positions, maybe, you know, kind of a la Breshard Smith style guy like that, a little bit of a Swiss Army knife type of guy. He's probably going to return kicks as well. So I know that A.J. Adelin's battling a little bit of an injury as well, or he was. So I don't know where he's at with that. But if he's healthy, we saw what he could do also before he hurt himself. Vish, you always mentioned it, how he had, like, an amazing game, and then boom, he's done. Right, that cartwheel
hurdle. Yeah, jumped over the guy against Virginia, and then Virginia, never seen again.
And then we didn't see him. So if he stays healthy, yeah, he's gonna make a case for some playing time. But Damian Martinez is your guy there.
Yeah, I'll toss it to you, Blue. So what are your? I know you've kind of had some info on the seriousness of Fletcher's injury. So I think Jazz is right. I think either way, it would be Damian Martinez, at least as 1A in the running back position, even with split carries. But what's the latest on Fletcher, to the best of your knowledge, and where do you see what do you see that doing to impact the depth chart?
They say he's going to be back for the season. I don't know if it's going to be full. You know, I think maybe, like you said, I think what they do is from 20 in, it's him, and then Martinez the rest of the way. Because, I mean, you get a bull like that, he's going to wear you down. Martinez is kind of a smaller back. He's not going to wear you down. And if they could use somebody like until he gets fully healthy. I mean, I listen to these people. You talk to one person, they say one thing, and no news comes out of Miami, University of Miami, on that, because I've tried to pry people and they don't. So if anybody has any information, it's probably going to be wrong. But my guess is from people know him, you know, I've known him for years. They've told me that he's working hard to get back. Quicker than later, or sooner than later. But yeah, Martinez is going to be your guy. still got a lot of depth. Young depth, but you know what? You may not have to use all those guys. You may make it take a Wheatley Humphrey and, you know, extend his year. See, but you can't, it's harder to extend a year anymore because, you know, those kids, they might get upset and say, oh, I'm not their future. You know, I'm gone. You know, so it's a little tough to tell.
I don't know what crap we need to cut. Oh, Damian Martinez kid that he went to the portal against pretty good. I expect him to start. I don't know what
the crap. I'm not sure if he needs that DJ Allen to start over him.
Saying he's behind Martinez and Fletcher is not exactly a leap.
No, that's not exactly a knock on him.
All right. I'm not sure what the crap we need to cut is, but DJ, throw it over to you. Make sure you cut the crap though. So.
Will do, although I've been known to spew it just as well, so maybe not. So assuming that Fletcher is healthy, let's say for this depth chart he is, I'd go Martinez, Fletcher, and then Allen.
And then in terms of the younger players, I know Jazz mentioned Jordan Lyle. I know Lutz topped him up as well. Do you think he'll get playing time? Because if he does, then you know that's going to crowd out, as Lou said.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, can you talk also about what you think Chris Johnson's role will be?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, no, I think there's a good chance that Lyle could get playing time. I mean, the one downside to having a deep running back room is that there's only so many carries to go around. Chris Johnson is a dynamic player. His speed is absolutely incredible. So I could see him in certain packages in terms of maybe not the red zone, but, in drives down the field to get to the red zone, because you can't leave that type of speed on the bench. And so I see Johnson involved in this offense, maybe not, inside the 20, but, as a drive extender, a drive continuer. And, it's not a knock on Johnson that he's, I put him maybe as the fourth running back. This running back room is just pretty damn good. So, it's going to be interesting to see.
It's going to be better next year.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not like putting any of these guys as a third or fourth running back is a reflection of their skill level. It's probably one of the deepest running back rooms in the entire country, if not the deepest.
Yeah, I feel like we were there a couple of years ago, then everyone got injured.
Yeah, right. So, and that's the other thing, too. I mean, with the way the running back position works, injuries can happen quickly, and they can often happen early in the season. So by the time all is said and done, some of these third and fourth guys could end up being, starters. Hopefully not, because I never want to see injuries. But, running backs can unfortunately go quickly with injuries.
The thing is that they take a lot of the beating, right? Like they're constantly running into their own guys, and on the line they're getting hit by these 300-pound mammoths, on the line as well. So,
you got to have depth, and you got to have some big guys that are going to be able to take some punishment and dish it out too, right? That's why Martinez and Fletcher are important, because sometimes you'll see where, you know, Fletcher takes two or three carries and he gets a yard here, 2 yards there, and maybe he'll get 3 yards. And then on his fourth and fifth carry, he gets 7 and 8 yards. And then on his, you know, sixth carry, boom, he breaks one, because guys are tired of getting hit by that guy, even if they're tackling him, right? So I think that that's why you're going to see those guys like Jordan Lyle, they're going to be productive. They're going to be good running backs in any system, really, because of their size, but their speed as well. And I think there's always going to be a spot for guys like AJ. I mean, even AJ Allen, right? He's a smaller guy. He's about 5'8", 5'9", but he's about 190, 200 pounds. He's a strong kid. So he's going to be able to play Big Ten football. That's the kind of guy that knows how to take some punishment and dish it out as well. But he's quick enough where he gets one cut and he's off to the races also. So that's the style that Chris Johnson and Humphrey Wheelie are going to have to play right now. But I think they're talented enough where they gain a little bit more weight, and I think they're just going to be, you know, they're going to be just as good as playing a guy like Martinez and Fletcher down the road. And then, of course, Blue, like you mentioned, next year's running back class with Pringle and some of the other guys that they're looking at is going to be pretty dangerous also. So it's going to be fun to watch this running back group soon for a while.
So do you think having to open with Florida is going to impact the durability of these running backs? Because usually like to get that, there's no preseason, you know, usually like to work your way up to taking hits, and playing a real team in the first game is not necessarily ideal for getting used to contact. Does anyone think that'll have an impact on maybe longevity for the season?
I think it could. I mean, make the mistake, right? I know that we're kind of – sometimes we downplay, oh, it's Florida, they're not great, but, you know, we're playing at their house, right? We're playing at the Swamp, and it's going to be a big game. It's going to be a tough game. You know, I don't think we're going to go in there and beat them by 4 touchdowns, right? Like, I don't think that that's how that game's going to go. So you're going to need healthy running backs. You might see someone, you know, get banged up here and there and have to take a series or two off, or what, God forbid, someone does get injured. You need to have that depth. So you need to make sure, Blue, if you're hearing that Fletcher is going to be ready for that game, that's going to be big, because now you got two guys that can, you know, run in between the tackles and, you know, cause some damage, but also get out in the open and make some plays as well. So I think either way, you got to be healthy, and you got to be able to be multidimensional at running back. You can't just have those big bruiser guys. That's why Chris Johnson and Humphrey Wheatley, they have to be, and AJ Allen, they have to be ready for sure.
Yeah, and I think when you look at the running back room itself, you can also mix and match the combos in the backfield for the game. You don't have to rely on one running back to do the entire job. You know, the depth that, you know, the program has allows you to substitute in and out. And, you know, I think substitution patterns for the Florida game are going to be very important, just due to the high stress nature of the game, as well as the physicality of an SEC football team, right? So I think the running back depth will definitely be an asset when it comes to Florida, just to try to keep the, you know, as many bodies fresh as possible, because this is no cupcake game. Even though we want to beat Florida by 5 touchdowns, it's not going to be that way. So I think in a way, even though we're concerned about how many carries each running back will get, the depth in the room will certainly help come the opener.
Elijah Lofton, Elijah.
Yeah, Lofton. True.
Yeah, I don't even remember. I don't even bring up his name. Yep, you're so right, Blue. Yeah.
I bet a friend of mine is a Gator fan. I said after the Florida Gator fan, the game Elijah Lofton will be known nationally.
So, but you don't. You think I know we experimented with him at running back. You think he's going to actually play there?
You never know.
I think
based on need.
And I feel like that's not where the need is. So.
No, but just in case that Fletcher's not ready, and then you're down to really inexperienced guys. Martinez.
Goal line. I mean, shoot. He's 250 pounds. Put him in the goal line package or inside the 5 yard line, and he might do some damage down there, right? So even though he's young, so I can see that happening, but I can also see them kind of decoying that a little bit, you know, throughout practice, like making it look like that's how it's going to be used a lot, and that just gives the Gators an additional thing to have to, you know, worry about or plan for. So. I like I like the versatility either way. I think he can do it. So it's going to be fun to watch.
But running game is going to be a key in this game. You got to establish a run. So, you know, Ward will become more effective if they have to look out for more, you know, weapons. So if they just keyed on him and put a spy on him, put a linebacker safety type of spy on him, mainly a safety. But they couldn't do that if they started running the ball because they'd have to back everybody up. So.
Element of Cam Ward running the football in itself is going to be interesting to see how that affects him.
So he adds that dimension where you could save some wear and tear on some of those running backs, and he'll take off maybe for 20, 25 yards. And yeah, he makes the show go. I can tell you that. But I mean, you can't go wrong with any of the running backs, you know, after that. I mean, I think Chris Johnson's going to get a lot of play this year. You know, I mean, he may line up a couple of times maybe as a slot guy and then run the ball from there. So you never know. I mean, they got so much versatility in those backs. And, you know, Ray and Washington, those guys could run the ball too. So, yeah, if they come at you in those different ways, you know, but maybe doing jet sweeps or reverses or whatever, it's going to open things up for the regular running game. So
speaking of
Ray, you're going to stretch the field. And you're going to move everybody out of position. And then when your straight running game comes, you're always leery that they're going to pull some gimmick or the quarterback's going to just take the ball, take off. And, you know, that's a dimension that you get.
Speaking of Ray, I saw him last night. And the kid looks like he's gained some weight. He's gotten a little bit bigger. He looks like he's in shape, ready to go already. So he's going to play an integral part of this offense throughout the entire year. So I'm excited.
DJ Jazzy Jeff, I'll tell you what, we're going to talk a little bit about, I had Darian Coleman and Gavin Nix on tonight. So,
Nice.
So we'll talk about that in a few minutes.
Have fun with that one. And of course, I know that the big one that just happened also,
Daylon Upshaw. We'll be talking about MMA as well.
Cool.
Prayers up.
See you guys.
All right. See you, Jazz.
The Six Ring Kane Show. The Six Ring Kane Show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.